WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The number of weekly jobless claims in the U.S. up by 22,000 to 242,000. That's the highest number in 3 months. And more job cuts could be coming to the federal workforce as the Trump administration's directed all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. ABC's Rachel Scott says the process has seen reversals.
One day after the Department of Veterans Affairs cut $2 billion in contracts, the department reversing some cancellations that may have affected medical care and benefits for veterans, including safety inspections at VA medical facilities and supporting cancer programs.
On social media, President Trump says tariffs will go into effect on Canada and Mexico March 4th. The West Texas measles outbreak still growing, now blamed for the death of a school-aged girl. Legendary actor Gene Hackman found dead in his New Mexico home along with his wife and their dog. Authorities say there were no signs of foul play. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. Meanwhile, the budget battle begins. Governor Tony Evers' proposal focuses on what he's dubbed Year of the Kid, with increases in education funding, efforts to make water healthy and safe, and reducing the cost of medications and childcare. His plan includes tax cuts for many Wisconsinites and increased taxes for millionaires. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says for Republicans, tax cuts come first.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Wisconsin currently has a surplus sitting in Madison of more than $4.5 billion. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll be doing the show in our pajamas.
That's right. It's Restless Night Day.
No, it's Public Sleeping Day.
Oh, yeah, that's
Friday
what it is.
On John and Gordy.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
At this point, how is anybody supposed to know what to do with all this confusing information? Forget running the government. These clowns couldn't get 10 bridesmaids to a patent sip. Who on earth could possibly spin this pile of steaming garbage into a pile of steaming gold? That plum assignment falls to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, seen here telling you that you're not tri-delt material. Leavitt, go hang out with the Kappas. Leavitt released this statement to the press. Everyone is working together as one unified team. That is a unified team? Okay, boys, listen up. Come on, bring it in. Get out there and do literally the first insane thing that comes to your mind, okay? No bad ideas.
Stephen Colbert, I'm telling you, comedians leading the resistance. Absolutely. In place of what should be the media. And thank God for social media. Mike tweeted yesterday, in response to a measles death of a Texas child, RFK Jr. said, we have measles outbreaks all the time. No, we don't.
No.
Lincoln Project said, RFK Jr. on measles outbreaks just now. It's not unusual. There's measles outbreaks every year. It is actually very unusual. This is the first measles death in the United States in 10 years. And there he was, love of my life, on with the other love of my life, Nicole Wallace, yesterday, fighting the good fight. Here he comes.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
I couldn't help myself. I texted you while you were on Nicole Wallace to tell you how great you were doing.
That was good. It cheered me up, actually. It's a pretty grim discussion we're having these days, you know?
I mean, Doc, it is. It's heartbreaking to think we've had a measles death. I mean, someone else tweeted, is anyone at all surprised the first measles death since 2015 happened under Trump in a red state? You tried to talk about this all the time during COVID, that it was people in the red states dying at a much higher rate because of unvaccinated rates. And here we are,
same thing
in Texas.
And, you know, the maps of fatalities during COVID were very amazing because the larger number of deaths occurred in Republican states. And the map is extraordinary. You'd think that people would learn something from that, but apparently not. And by the way, those images of Trump's cabinet meeting with this parade of incompetence being reigned over, actually literally stood over by Elon Musk, should go down in American history as one of the worst moments in federal government.
Talk about normalizing things. Bobby Kennedy sitting there saying, oh, this isn't unusual. When you all of you don't have to be a doctor to go, no, we haven't had a measles death in you know, a decade in the United States. I mean, you tweeted, so an unvaccinated school-age child died of measles in Texas. What a tragedy, with undoubtedly more to come. So HHS Secretary Bobby Kennedy Jr., are you listening? As the world's most influential anti-vax conspiracist who's been promoting misinformation to people from Texas to Samoa and Africa, think about your personal responsibility for this kid's death. Well, he has personal responsibility already for kids' deaths in Samoa because of this.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But he wasn't the Secretary of HHS. Literally the highest healthcare position in the U.S. government. And that makes him one of the highest healthcare officials in the world. And this is what's so startling about this. It's one thing when he was an outlier, just sort of pecking away at BS constantly with the public. And now he's got authority. That agency has a $1.8 trillion budget with 80,000 employees that are now going to be under the sway of a conspiracist who actually doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, you know, the misinformation, I just was talking about, I got a letter with just all of these lies that they're being fed by Trump and Musk. You said, Jen, you were responding to someone. I wasn't saying Kennedy caused the outbreak, of course. I'm saying that when major authorities like Bobby undermine public confidence in vaccines and pass along false information about dangers of vaccines, that leads to more people refusing to vaccinate their kids. When 0% of vaccinated people falls to a certain level, or excuse me, percentage of vaccinated people falls to a certain level, that's when we get into an outbreak. I mean, it is amazing we have to keep explaining this again. And first of all, you and I had these conversations during COVID. I can't believe we're having it about measles, which was eradicated. I mean, by the way, I saved Joyce tweeted, because this is like we're back into the Ask Dr. Red Letter. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. The CDC says if you were born after 1957 and vaccinated before 1968, I'm not going to admit to anything because that would blow up my big lie. My point, Doc, is... She said, you may not be adequately vaccinated for measles. I fit that demographic. I asked my doc to test my antibodies, and we found that I had no antibodies for measles. I got the MMR vax today. Other people born after 1957 and vaxxed before 1968, you may want to talk to your doctor. The measles are back. Be safe, everybody. These are the times we live in. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I can. You know, this is, well, first of all, the presence of measles in the population was very, very serious before the vaccine was actually developed in 1963. We've kind of forgotten about it, but the fact is that it was a dreaded disease that made a lot of children sick and a lot of children died, and there was not much you could do about it other than symptomatic treatment, you know, something for the fever and so on. We get the vaccine, and we basically, by 2000, had officially declared measles as adios, gone, eradicated in America. And why is it back? It's back because the vaccination levels, the protection levels against measles have dropped like a stone. And in many communities, that's very dangerous. Once it falls below 95%, then everybody becomes vulnerable to getting the measles, and this is an issue. So if you were born and grew up prior to the development of the measles vaccine, yes, you should speak to your provider, your doctor, and say, can we get tested? Can I get tested? Because I was not vaccinated.
Dear God. Okay. Jasmine Crockett, the congresswoman, said, we are calling on HHS to take immediate action. Secretary Kenny needs to bring back weekly measles tracking from the CDC, rehire the health experts, and roll out a serious vaccine campaign. I mean, I don't know if he'll do any of that, but that's the other thing, that they're not letting them track anything. So, I mean, I think people are terrified. Not just, and let's talk about bird flu. Let's talk about the Ebola oopsie that Elon Musk, you know, it's not just, now I feel like we're sort of the flu vaccine. Someone else said, this is not the time to be pulling the plug on preparing for next season's flu season. Share this with anyone you need to know. Everyone needs to be in the loop. The FDA canceled a meeting to update next season's flu vaccine. Your thoughts on, let's just focus on that one for right now, flu vaccine.
Which one, the flu?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the flu vaccine. the flu vaccine is critical to saving lives. It, you know, it could not be more clear than that. We could have 20,000-30,000 deaths a year from the flu, even with the vaccine, and it could get much, much, much higher if we don't have an appropriate flu vaccine. That means they take the current strains of the viruses that cause flu, and they create a vaccine that's very specific to this year's threat from flu virus, viruses, plural. And if we don't have the data, if we're not collecting it, if we've put a halt for whatever reason on the research and the mechanisms to create just the right vaccine, we're going to just see an increase in death rates in the United States. And this is where Kennedy becomes a danger to the public health as opposed to a guardian of the public health. He is doing things, he's got an attitude that makes him contrary to everything that we know about good public health practices.
So Elon Musk saying yesterday we accidentally canceled Ebola prevention. Other doctors online are saying that's not true, by the way, that they refunded, that has been reversed. Again, he just said, oh, no, don't worry about it. We fixed it. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in Never Never Land here.
I was going to say that's as serious as a heart attack or as serious as Ebola.
We're in a very, very different place than we've ever been before, no matter who's been in power as president and who they brought into the cabinet. There's been nothing like this. This incompetence, this lying, this wrong direction policies in everything from foreign affairs and intelligence to the military and absolutely to public health. The price we're going to pay for this thing around public health and vaccines issues with things like Ebola or AIDS prevention and treatment in Africa, we're talking about some very, very serious problems with our public health recommendations and how we can actually protect the public.
You know, Doc, I may have lost some short-term memory due to COVID, but I recall one Ebola death under Obama, and they wanted to impeach him immediately. There were literally serious calls for his, and then he, of course, shut it down all this immediately. We had literally one Ebola case here. Okay,
yeah.
One last one for you. A deadly mystery disease in Congo has killed 50-plus people, half within 48 hours. Serious question, if a deadly virus hits our shores, how will we even know other than word of mouth? Trump has pulled us from WHO, is gutting the CDC, put an anti-vaxxer who thinks Wi-Fi causes leaky brain in charge of the HHS. I mean, that's... She's laughing because you have to laugh or you cry all day.
You have to.
Right, but what this is part of the problem is they also want to stop us from getting information.
And by the way, the flow of information is critical to what's called surveillance. That's how we monitor the world around us to see what's coming down the track towards us that could be massive public health threats. If we don't have the information, how are we supposed to get prepared to deal with whatever's coming? You know, and those deaths in Africa, they think they might be related to a bunch of kids eating meat from bats. Who knows what virus is lurking in there now? And look, it's just not something that has an easy fix, Stephanie. This is what really troubles me. I mean, you know, is Kennedy going to step down? No. We're going to have an administration that is infused with misinformation and conspiracies, starting at the top of the ticket.
Particularly ironic since
all
the villains from Batman movies are in charge now, so that's kind of ironic. Okay, one last one. This may be outside your pay grade, but Scott has tweeted, I am starting to think that the only viable explanation is that we all died during COVID and this is hell.
Yep.
Is it possible we're in the sixth sense?
Like in Boss.
I could check. And I'll get back.
It's possible we are all poltergeists at this point. Oh, Doc, I don't know what to tell you. Thanks for fighting the good fight. I just, you know, we played a bunch of sound that, you know, from senators, Congress people just saying, is this where we are? Like, Russia invaded Ukraine. Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Vaccines work. I mean, we can't agree on any set of facts.
You know, Stephanie, you're talking about truth.
Yeah.
Don't you know that it's left the arena here? It's gone. And we have the level of lying is so pathologic, so ubiquitous, not just with the guy, with Trump, but with his cabinet, with his loyalist Elon Musk. And we're going to, and by the way, to couple that with what's happening at the Washington Post, where Trump loyalists are shutting down opinion that they don't like at one of the nation's major and most influential newspapers.
I said yesterday not right-wing organization to let in was HuffPost, and are they going to kick them out? They kicked them out.
Yep.
Kick the HuffPost out because they ask anywhere near a fact-based question. Trump doesn't answer any of the questions anyway, Doc. You're right. He just goes, where are you from? Oh, yeah, figures. Oh, fake news. Like, this is where we are. Only White House is going to decide. It's only going to be right-wing outlets that even get to ask him questions, which aren't
which
even questions.
Which is why you, Stephanie, are so critical and keep on delivering these messages. You need another 2 hours on air.
What? No.
2 more hours.
No.
Love you, Doc. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Hey,
listen, we're in a mental and emotional battle as well, aren't we? You need to feel like you're doing something, you're making a difference. Here's one way you do it. Join Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. As we're in the middle of all these talking about what companies you want to support that support your values, here you go. They have given over $95 million over the years to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world that are going to need our help more than ever right now. It's Planned Parenthood, on and on, right? You get everything you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network. You're not giving up anything. It's a win-win-win-win-win, spinning off into outer space, into infinity.
And beyond.
Thank you. Okay. Well, how do you know that? Competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. Come on over. And Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEP25 at credomobile.com.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got a couple of people on the line here. Let's go to Mark, who's been holding on here for quite a while. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us this morning?
I got to put my FCC filter on right here. There's a President's Day sale on every day in the White House because Donald Trump has always been for sale.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, Jody, it's hard always being the smartest person in every room. That's from Broadcast News. I think we have that in there. Because I, what did I say yesterday? He got not even a fight with a HuffPost reporter. Yeah. Just asked a real question. He said, well, you from the HuffPost? And I was like, how long before they're gone? Well, what's the headline today? White House kicks out HuffPost reporter from press pool. Right. They also kicked out the Reuters wire service. After breaking with decades of precedent, they insisted they have the ability to pick and choose which reporters cover the president. The White House Correspondents Association has always, forever, done that. This tweet, the Donald Trump White House just announced it will now be fully in charge of which journalists get to cover the president, enter the White House, or go on Air Force One. In other words, state-run media, just like Russia, just like China, just like Iran.
Yep.
Rachel Maddow, of all people, God love her, she reposted this story, I think it was in the HuffPost. The American press corps is not equipped for this moment. We've never had to contend with a determined autocrat in this country, and it shows. God bless her, we were saying, for speaking truth to power, to her own network about the Joy Reid firing on and on. We were just saying that, man, I hope this gutting of her staff is not retaliatory. There's the majority of employees who produce Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid shows have been told they're letting go as part of the overhaul, but can apply for new jobs. But again, we were saying, I guess because Alex Wagner is not doing the other four nights now, so it's
but somebody's going to do those four nights. I mean, that's staff is there.
If they're trying to push her out, they need her a lot more than she needs them.
Like, absolutely,
they're really going to sink themselves if they if that happens. Can I just say, yay for Chris. Sorry, I was looking for my, can't find it. Okay.
You know your box better than anybody.
I don't know my box that well. there it is. To Chris Hayes. Chris Hayes weighed in on the devastating blow of the cancellation of Joy Reid's show. I love how they have all stood up for each other over there. He said, it's been a really devastating blow. The Joy Reid show ended last night, and she's leaving MSNBC altogether. I'm really going to miss her enormously. I'm also completely, absolutely confident she's going to continue to be a central voice in American politics at this critical time, particularly at a time when the media is expanding in all sorts of amazing ways and people are doing all kinds of new things. Hayes then noted how the brilliant and supremely talented Alex Wagner will no longer be hosting a show, but will remain at MSNBC as a senior political analyst. He said she's going to be a fixture here on this show constantly, sharing her insights and reporting from the field. But he went on to say, I'm really going to miss Joy's voice. I'm going to miss Alex at night. I'm going to miss my other colleagues in their positions, citing Jonathan Capehart, Ayman Mohideen, Katie Fang. Fang will remain as an MSNBC legal analyst. Capehart and Mohideen will host morning and evening editions of the weekend show. And he just says, just finished by, oh, I got to, oh, hang on, got to, I'll finish it after the break, 29 minutes after the hour. And Dana Goldberg all coming up.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Dane County Regional Airport had one of its busiest years ever. More than 2.3 million people flew in or out of the Madison Airport in 2024. That's the second highest number ever behind 2019. The new South Terminal they added a couple years ago increased the number of yearly flyers by 126,000. The top flight destinations from Madison last year were Denver, Phoenix, Orlando, and Washington, D.C. And an update on a story we brought you last week. Joann Fabrics is now closing all its stores after the company was sold at auction last weekend. Previously, company officials had announced they would close 500 of the 800 locations. Madison's East Side store was set to close, and the West Side one was supposed to stay open. But now all locations will shut their doors. There are more than 20 of them here in the Badger State. And every year, Madison plays host to all kinds of state competitions for high school sports. They've been held here for decades. Now they'll stay here at least another 8 years. Jimmy Cuska has more.
The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student athletes.
These student athletes, their coaches, and these communities come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Very well known that
Donald Trump is weak and wrong on national security and foreign policy. It is well known that he admires dictators, wants to be a dictator on day one, according to himself. It is well known that he said of Putin that he can do whatever the hell he wants and go into Ukraine. It is well known that he said when Russia went into Ukraine, it was brilliant. It is well known he exchanged love letters with Kim Jong-un. And it is absolutely well known that these dictators and autocrats are rooting for you to be president again because they're so clear they can manipulate you with flattery and favors.
Why?
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 Why? That was in the debate in which she kicked his ass. Joe tweeted, the black lady with the laugh you had a problem with literally ran on protecting your Medicaid and Social Security. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, Madam President, please.
I believe the reason that Donald Trump says that this war would be over within 24 hours is because he would just give it up. Yep. If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine. Understand why the European allies and our NATO allies are so thankful that you are no longer president, how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
If you would like to support the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe, I would suggest buying a Kamala Was Right About Everything t-shirt from StephanieMiller.com.
I'm wearing my Hillary Was Right shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, I have one of those. We have those, too. Oh, my God. Once again, why everything is wrong with the mainstream media. News Junkie tweets, people are eating Jake Tapper up about his new book, Exposing Biden's Decline. I don't give a about Biden's decline or what Jake uncovered. We are worse off now with a convicted felon and unelected billionaire running the White House. Get the out of here with that book. I have a book ID for you. Investigate and uncover the truth about the shooting that took place where the convicted felon's ear was quote-unquote blown off. We haven't heard about that.
True.
I mean, seriously? Seriously, Jake? I'm not buying... Oh, also you can buy an I'm not buying your stupid book t-shirt from StephanieMiller.com. I mean, this says everything wrong with why we are where we are, which is why I was saying I urge you to support the democracy warriors that are still at MSNBC and put MSNBC on blast.
Yep.
Tell them you made a mistake. Reverse your mistake about Joy Reid. I love the weekend show, but put that in place of Morning Joe, not Joy Reid. That's all we're saying. Chris Hayes finished last night. I heartbreak myself, Bella. Sorry.
Yes, you did.
He said, believe me, we understand how important covering the news is right now. We're not going to go anywhere. We are also going to look out for the people who work here who are essential in doing this work that we all feel together collectively is so necessary at this moment. We know what we're here to do, and we are going to keep doing it. So Amen. That's my – I understand people's anger at MSNBC and wanting to turn it off. There are so many great people there, Rachel and Nicole and on and on, Chris Hayes and Lawrence O'Donnell, Stephanie Ruhle. There's so many people doing great work there that I just, I hope we, because if we lose our only.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not just left-leaning. I mean, left-leaning means the only fact-based outlet, right?
Right.
That is not bending the knee to Trump right now. I mean, Washington Post, just right?
Disgusting.
This is a. Right? Yeah. Personality of cult, says Bezos. In order to protect freedom of speech, our Washington Post opinion columnists will only be allowed to write what I tell them to. I mean, this is where our free press is right now. This just on and on the news. Gil tweets, Trump has taken away the security clearances of Jack Smith's lawyers. This prevents them from defending him. Want more proof? We're now in a constitutional crisis. It's too late for souls to the polls. We need to get our feet to the street. He has declared war on the United States.
He has.
Yeah, exactly. And the last one, Shark USG. We're basically letting a malevolent senior citizen with dementia live out his imperial bucket fantasies from the Oval Office at an extraordinary cost to every American. It is so completely insane. If you watch him sleeping, literally on camera, drooling and sleeping while Elon Musk runs this meeting in the Oval Office.
With a baseball cap.
That's the other thing. I wear baseball, but not to the Oval Office.
No.
It's just you can tell who's in charge, and he has no respect for him. He wears a T-shirt and a baseball hat in a cabinet meeting in the Oval Office.
Wearing a tan suit.
Right. Or eating the wrong kind of mustard or whatever.
Arugula.
Sorry. I was trying to talk to Shay in Chicago when I hard broke myself. Hi, Shay.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Whoever made the AI of Trump licking Musk's feet, we need one with the obedient sycophant press licking the bottom of Trump's feet.
Thank you.
I agree.
Controlling the press now, and we need an AI for that.
Yep, good idea. Amen. Good idea. Smartest girl in class. Nicely done. Baby Savers tweets, in the last 24 hours, Trump has decided he will sell U.S. citizenship to anyone who can pay $5 million.
Yep. That means terrorists, people.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, who...
Russian oligarchs.
Who is rich enough
right.
to afford that? Maybe bad people.
Right. Drug dealers.
Drug dealers. Drug lords.
Drug lords.
Hmm.
The baby has spoken. The out baby of the mouth of babes. He has advertised MAGA merchandise from the Oval Office. Ugh. Grift. Proudly declared he has attacked California. Posted an unhinged Trump Gaza AI video featuring a giant golden calf statue of himself. Forced budget cuts life-saving benefits to cover billionaire tax breaks. Insisted that a massive bruise on his hand was from shaking hands. This is not normal.
Yeah, what is that
about?
I'm not right.
Yeah, yes, I'm reporting that tomorrow to Frangela's department. Something ain't right.
Yep.
Do they have a department of everything ain't right? Because I feel like they're going to need to up that. Aaron Rupar says, ask what concessions Putin will have to make. Trump says Ukraine can forget about NATO. Oh, is that something Putin's going to? Oh, okay. He just will not ever say anything bad about Putin,
no,
right?
Of course not.
He seems physically impossible. I can't even speak anymore. Why am I even trying? Okay.
This is a talk show. You probably should.
Thank you. Kent in Costa Rica. Hello, Kent.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi. I am calling in because I'm a U.S. citizen. I live abroad, and I live in Costa Rica. I'm a citizen of Costa Rica as well. What happened is... Secretary of State, little Marco, showed up, made a deal with the Costa Rican president, and people that they were removing from the United States, people from China, people from India, including approximately 60-something small children, were dumped in Costa Rica. And they're here. They're the Costa Rican civil rights organizations are upset, human rights organizations are upset about this. And these are the people that Trump says are drug dealers and murderers, et cetera, et cetera. And that is just not true.
I know.
It's a lie. It's a disgusting lie.
Thank you, Kent. By the way, you know these Tate brothers? Traffickers?
Coming here.
Allegedly. Jay says, funny how they call immigrants rapists until they find out they're actually some that are actually accused of rape who happen to support Trump, and suddenly they're fighting to bring them into our country.
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
Okay, you know what? I feel like I just my professional need to pay attention to the news is battling with my attempt to keep my sanity. Is that, you know what I mean? It's like two velociraptors going at each other. It's a little, do they ever fight each other or do they always team up? I don't remember.
They did fight each other.
Okay.
On
okay. Hang on. But wait, there's more. Here we go. Even Fox News calling out the 78% increase in the price of eggs under Donald Trump. I expect him to rage post about that soon. In a totally unrelated story about sex criminals, Pam Bondi says she may not release the Epstein files to, quote, protect the innocent. Translation, Trump's name is all over that.
Yes, it is.
That's on the socials. Okay. Here, would you like some good news? I feel like I need to pepper some.
You have some?
I do indeed.
Yay.
You seem heavily medicated or something, Jody. Are you okay? Whatever it is you have to do is fine.
Oh, we all are.
I'm starting to go with that theory that we all died of COVID.
I'm with that.
That we actually are in hell.
We're in the TV show Lost.
This has got to be punishment for something. Okay, this is USA Today. Trump is the most unpopular president in more than 70 years. Sorry, MAGA. You'd have thought with all the whiz-bang computer skills Musk claims his nerd bros possess, they would have weaseled their way into the data collection systems of some big-time pollsters and jack up the numbers for the co-commander-in-chief, but I guess not, because it ain't good news. According to the recent Gallup poll, Trump is the least popular president in more than 70 years. Trump's job approval rating is 15 points below the historical average for all other elected presidents in mid-February since 1953. Elon Musk's approval rating even worse, only 34% approve of what Musk is doing. A whopping 63% don't like Musk's marauders gaining access to federal government databases. In addition to all that, more than half of Americans, 57%, say Trump has exceeded his authority since taking office. And all of this before Americans have begun to feel the potential harm that could be done to their health, their safety, their pocketbooks by the wholesale slashing of government agencies that is going on under Musk's watch with Trump's approval. Yeah, if you're not taking crazy pills, if you're feeling it.
Right.
I mean, he can try this all he wants. Mike Johnson saying all of these people at all of these town halls are paid. What do you say? Paid Democrat operatives? They are not.
No.
These are. By the way, we have some of the. What is this? Give me 10, I guess. These are actual people that have felt actual harm already.
My concern right now, and I think I speak for a lot of Americans, is Elon Musk.
Yes.
Represented by you if you don't have a voice in Congress.
I'm a registered Republican voter, retired active Army officer. How can you tell me that Doge, with some college whiz kids from a computer terminal in Washington, D.C., without even getting out into the field, after about a week or maybe two, has determined that it's okay to cut veterans' benefits?
Okay. By the way, do you think Democrats are organized enough to do this? No, we are not.
No, we are not.
Okay.
When are you going to wrest control as the Congress back from the executive and stop hurting your constituents?
Are you willing to use your subpoena power to say, Trump, or sorry, Musk, come in here, stand in front of Congress and answer some hard questions?
When will you stand up to them and say that is enough?
President Trump has issued a lot of executive orders. I think by and large, this is moving very quickly compared to other administrations, and I think across the board, he's done some very good things. I think. He's gotten rid of birthright citizenship.
Illegal as hell.
I like her.
Yeah, had to leave her.
She yelled, it's illegal as hell.
Yeah, Andy Ostry said, stock market keeps tanking. Trump's polls keep tanking. Consumer confidence keeps tanking. Inflation keeps rising. Prices are skyrocketing. Chaos and incompetence continues. His cabinet hates Musk, and they call this the honeymoon period. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Don't sell this crap they're trying to, you know, tell you that he and everything he's doing is wildly popular. Robert Reich, one last one. Boycotts are taking hold. Protests are on the rise. Federal courts are hitting back. The Trump-Musk-Vance regime's popularity is plunging, and Doge is losing credibility. GOP leadership is now advising lawmakers to avoid holding in-person town halls. Keep up the fight. Yeah, that's how you know things are going well, is you're like, okay, well, we got to stop doing those.
Because, yep.
Right? I mean, so just keep up. I know it's hard. Keep up the fight. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, and Dana Goldberg's going to be here, so everything's going to be better.
It's going to be
in
always
just a
better.
Few minutes. 48 minutes after the hour. Is it a relief to find that we all may be dead of COVID? Maybe. All right, 48. You know, it is unseasonably hot in L.A. Maybe it is hell. Maybe are we in hell? It's like 80 something in the winter in L.A. today. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB. Oh, the answer to my question, what are you guys on? CBD gummies. That's what you're on. That's your eerie calm that you've achieved. Okay. I just Let me tell you, the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery, they offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually works. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress. Trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for that, too. Once you try it, you're just going to go, how did I get by without this? I didn't.
You don't know.
I wasn't even getting by.
No.
Bonnie and Clyde, they take their CBD for dogs before pedicure day. I mean, it's just right. Even nail trimming, they can be chill for. They're like, oh. Yeah. Right now, save 20%. That'll chill you out with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Type in that code Stephanie. 20% off. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Stephanie Miller, one of the most popular and funny liberal radio hosts in the country.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
25. A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
T. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with P. Chwaba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation.
They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go right to the phones here on John and Gordy.
You had spoken the previous hour about the Trump Golf Index.
Yes.
And it also includes a running tally or chart of the price of eggs and the price of gasoline. Which is,
I did not know that.
But great show, and I would really recommend going back to the Trump Golf Tracker, because that's what better way to keep track of the man.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lamack, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The John and Gordy Show.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
You know, I prefer the snow. I hate the ice. Death by driveway, be careful. I mean, just stepping outside of your house, don't slip and fall.
Did you say death by driveway? I'm just...
I did. You don't want to skim past that part, do you?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The
Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says on social media tariffs will go into effect on imports from Canada and Mexico Tuesday, and the tariffs on all Chinese goods will double from the current 10% number. There are fears these tariffs will lead to higher prices for American consumers. ABC's Michael Strahan asked Amazon CEO Andy Jassy if prices will be going higher.
At the end of the day, if you're building a sustainable business, you can't lose money on everything you're doing.
Should they expect prices to go up across the board on all products?
I hope not.
Today, President Trump will meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine. The West Texas measles outbreaks resulted in the U.S.'s first measles death since 2015. A school-aged girl has died. More than 120 people have been infected. Authorities in New Mexico say there were no signs of foul play at the home of legendary actor Gene Hackman, where the 95-year-old was found dead along with his wife and their dog. This is ABC News.